the Public Safety Committee meeting in order. Did everybody get a copy of documents? All right, so the first order of business, proposed ordinance 22-31 with the election commission. I think we can go ahead and take a motion to put it on the table for discussion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Rob, you want to come up and talk to us? How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. So as the chair of the election commission?
Yes, sir.
So talk to us about the purpose of this ordinance.
Okay. So the purpose of this ordinance is to bring the county ordinances into line with the state statute on the basically the pay for the election commission. As a matter of note, the state reimburses the county for the election commission costs up to a certain number of meetings per year. During the primary that we just had, that they will reimburse up to 10 meetings. We only held 7. So if we have an emergency and have to have more than 10 meetings, then that would come out of county budget. We're not taking money out of county budget. The city election that we had earlier in the year, the city pays for that. We have a special school election. The school pays for that. The school district pays for that. So we're not really talking about a huge change to the county budget. We're just trying to bring the county ordinance in line with state, which says that if there is a election commission public meeting, then the election commission receives compensation for that meeting.
All right, so you guys are not currently receiving compensation?
Well, the county ordinance says that we're limited to 12 meetings per year. But, the state allows up to 10 meetings just for the primary. I mean, that's not even talking about the general election. So it's going to be more than 12 meetings in a year. Now, of course, in the off-election years, it's not going to be anywhere near 12 meetings. There shouldn't, unless there's a lot of city or school elections. But during the years like this year when we have a special election and then a primary and a general, then it'll be more than 12 meetings.
So you've had 7 meetings due to the primary.
Right.
How many did you have due to the city elections? 1 or 2?
4 or 5.
4 or 5. All right, so there's 10 or 11, and we haven't even gotten to the general.
Right. And now, again, the county, that none of those the county are paying for.
That's right, not paying for, but
right.
But the county ordinance limits you to 12.
Exactly.
All right. Counselor?
And just as a brief background, going back a couple years when we drafted the 20-10, much of that was done in reaction to an election commission's actions in Van Buren County, who had several meetings that the Quorum Court didn't know about. Then all of a sudden, I think the Quorum Court received essentially an invoice from the Van Buren Election Commission. And so at that time, there was a part of the Quorum Court that wanted to limit the number of meetings that the Election Commission had so that it wasn't going to be a problem like Van Buren. The problem with that is it really is illegal under the Arkansas statute. We can't limit the Election Commission from meeting. We can, the Quorum Court, can limit how much is paid out of the county budget, and I think that was the intent of the 20-10. So what this ordinance does is it removes that cap of 12 meetings, allows the Election Commission to continue to do their job, allows them to continue to have compensation, and allows us to comply then with the Arkansas statute.
So in the general election, who typically pays for the election commission in a general election?
So the state reimburses the county for those meetings.
For the general election as well?
No.
Nope.
Not for the general. The county pays for the general election.
The county does the general.
The county pays for the general election.
Okay. But at this point, all of it has been paid for by either the state or by the city.
The city, yes.
So we're not likely to be in jeopardy. Even the county having to pay for 12, which is really not the intent of this anyway, but hey, it's just not capping the election commission so that they can meet accordingly, take care of it. Can I summarize that?
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other committee members have questions or comments? I'd entertain a motion regarding 2231.
Motion made.
All right.
Second.
I have a second. Any further discussion? Committee? All right. All those in favor of sending this to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. It goes to the full court. All right, so next on the agenda, you know, we have gone, the Infrastructure Committee has gone through and met with and heard from entities regarding ARP with infrastructure projects. And, you know, there were some individuals and agencies or whatever that did not get an opportunity to speak at that time. And I think there's a little bit of confusion because we were addressing typically the infrastructure projects. So what I wanted to make sure that we did is we had an opportunity for those projects that were not infrastructure, that we've already addressed, and that were not necessarily nonprofits. I think there may be a nonprofit opportunity for those, but that were generally governmental entities that may have a stake in looking at the ARP. I wanted to give those an opportunity to speak and to address this committee and, in essence, you know, most of the court as well. So I have three organizations that have been tapped to speak to us tonight. Have OEM 911, the fire departments, and then the Sheriff's Reserve Unit. So I'm going to start off with 911. So Sheila, if you would like to come and speak with us and talk to us about 911 and ARP.
As many of y'all know and have heard in the past, there's a lot of changes coming with our 911 center and the state 911 board requiring consolidation of our PSAPs. Moving forward, there's going to be a lot of anticipated population cost share by the county, and this is what I'm seeking out money for, is to assist with the county's population cost share moving forward.
All right, so, Andy, you know what PSAP is, don't you?
I do.
I thought you might. Do you guys understand the PSAP? Okay, just want to make sure. I know that is asked a lot. So we understand those. How many current PSAPs do we have in the county right now?
Currently, we have three primary and one secondary.
Okay, and those will be consolidated down to one.
One.
And that's a state requirement?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Did you have a number that you had submitted to the judge's office regarding?
I have. We're early in the process, so there's still a lot of unexpected expenses we're not familiar with. So I have $1.5 million that I've requested. Again, we're early in the meetings and not really knowing exactly what that whole thing is going to look like this early on. I do know we have an upgrade, our mandatory five-year upgrade that's coming up in 2023. I know that's an expense. I know we're looking at CAD consolidation, which is computer-aided dispatching. It's a little getting into the weeds. I know we're looking at personnel cost increase. But there's a lot to be looked at, and I know the county's going to be responsible for a fair population share of that. So I felt like I needed to come in.
So if I remember, our last software upgrade was it $500,000?
$900,000.
I missed it a little bit.
Yes.
So $900,000 for our last one. That I just pick it. I think we just had to cough it up, didn't we? Out of county general.
Part of it. Yes.
Yeah, part
what,
of it.
What we did is we had a cost that we paid up front. The city of Conway had a cost that they paid up front, and then the county and the city of Conway paid that out over a 5-year. We're still paying for it now.
Okay. So the CAD integration, so the Sheriff's Office has a CAD, City has a CAD. At some point it'll be decided which of the two CADs. I don't really care at this point. But do we know how much a CAD upgrade for either one? Is it, I'm sure they're looking at that if it's $1 million to upgrade Conway's or $500,000 to upgrade the Sheriff's Office, they're taking those types of things in consideration.
Correct.
But that's really not our business. I'm just asking because it's a financial impact that we'll have to appropriate money for.
Sure. Yeah, and right now it's looking like from our past meetings that we're probably going to change the county's CAD to what the city is using.
Okay. Ceiling didn't fall on us.
No, I
didn't. Okay. We don't know how much that would cost, though.
Sheriff, do you remember the quote on that?
I don't remember the exact quote, but I'm running about 250.
I'm thinking the first one we got was 300,000, and then it did drop some. And I think that's right, somewhere around 250.
Okay.
A lot of zeros.
Yeah, so we've got, so our last upgrade was 900,000 on the software upgrade. Any idea what this next one is going to cost?
No idea, but if we look at
They've not gotten less, have
they?
No,
not at all.
Yeah.
Looking at the 5 years prior or previous to this last one, it was 367,000, and in 5 years it went from 367 to 907,000. And that's to lease equipment. We don't even own it.
Okay, so 900,000, another 250,000 or so potentially for CAD upgrades, and then we still have a number of unknowns?
Unknowns at this point, yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm trying to get to the 1.5. It sounds like the 1.5 won't get you totally there anyway.
I don't anticipate that, though.
Okay. Any questions from committee?
I have a general question.
Justice Rowland.
Is the state, do they not have plans to help out statewide 911?
The state 911 board is looking into the future of being able to offer a grant process for counties to submit a grant to help with consolidation efforts. I know that's going to come on a first-come, first-served basis, and it will be a reimbursement grant. So we will have to spend the money up front and then potentially apply to get a percentage of that back. It won't be 100%.
Are they giving you any kind of idea of when that will take place, if it takes place at
all? I think they're waiting until the state is requiring us to have a plan to them by January 1st of 2023. And I think they anticipate starting that grant process after those plans are submitted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other committee?
Yeah, what are the other jurisdictions in the county? What are they doing now with their cash?
Can you use the microphone, please?
Sorry, ma'am. The other jurisdictions in the county, what are they doing now with their CAD?
Specifically, what jurisdictions?
Bologna.
Currently, Bologna is dispatched by Greenbrier Dispatch, and they don't have CAD.
UCA.
UCA has their own CAD, but UCA pays their full cost of theirs.
They do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, Sheila. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
All right, so the next one to come speak to us, the Potter County Fire Chiefs Association. Chief Hillman, you coming to talk to us?
Unfortunately, no. I'm going to stand here and look.
Are you the demo?
Yes. We're going to model this.
All right, so, Chief, for those that don't know, you're going to introduce yourself, and I'll let you have the floor.
My name is Jeff Sanford. I'm the fire chief of Beaverport Fire Department. Our proposal was for helping all the fire departments pay for new SCBA packs, which this is what an SCBA pack is for those that don't know. It's what we wear inside of a structure fire, car fire, anything that has hazardous chemicals that we need to be safe breathing our own air, not dangerous chemicals. Our request was for $3.3 million or $3.284668. I have a copy of our request for each of you.
Okay.
If you'd like to have one.
Sure, absolutely. We may have it in our handout, but I will absolutely take that.
Not only are they in your handout, it's also online as well.
Okay.
It counts this way.
In the request, you see that we've got bids from two different companies. One is EDS here in town, and the other one is the closest dealer to us, which is Casco out of Benton. I've recently spoke with the representative from Casco, and she asked me how our proposal was going. I told her that we had a meeting tonight to talk about it. She wanted me to advise y'all that, you know, price like everything else has went up. They will honor our price that we were quoted as of right now. She told me that it has went up a 15% increase, though.
So 3.3, is that the number I saw?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 3.3 million. So that'll get units for all of the...
Every volunteer fire department in the county. It'll also make us all compatible with each other. Right now, we have certain fire departments that have different models that aren't compatible even with themselves. They'll have to wear a different mask or a different model airbag. If we go on a structure fire with Keith out in Bologna, our packs aren't compatible with theirs, so, you know, we're not able to share bottles or anything like that. The other thing this will do will bring all departments up to ISO standards, which could potentially help lower your ISO, which would lower your insurance cost.
Okay. Potentially what happens if you don't get fully funded? How does that impact your project?
We wouldn't be able to buy all of them. You know, we'd have to buy whatever we were funded with.
Okay.
And then you would have departments having split SCBA packs, you know, different brands, different pressures.
All right. I guess the question I was trying to ask is out of ignorance on my part, is it an all or nothing deal just in...
I wouldn't say it'd be all or nothing. What's your opinion?
Anything that, like they've said in the past, anything would be grateful. This particular air pack is a 1984 air pack. This one is currently being used at the Hilltop Fire Department. This is a 28-year-old air pack. It does still function, but however, it is out of compliance. It won't hydro test anymore. The bottles realistically shouldn't even be refilled.
Is there a life expectancy
on steel bottles that there is, that they can be hydro, and as long as they will hydro, they have to be hydro tested every 5 years. But you got some fire departments that they can't afford the hydro testing. Once they are out of hydro test, they basically have a frame of an air pack laying there. And I will say, I know for a fact that Hilltop's got about 18 or 20 laying in the floor.
Who does the hydro? Do y'all have like a fire extinguisher company do them?
It's a fire extinguisher company, yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions from the committee members?
I have a question.
Justice Rowland?
So you're asking for 400, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And that replaces, I'm assuming, 400? Or
yes,
does that give you a little extra?
I don't think that's any.
It's no extras. What we did, we contacted all the fire chiefs and had them, per NFPA standard, you know, it puts one air pack in every riding position in their main apparatus to get them up to NFPA standards.
Okay. My next question, kind of an odd question, but is there an aftermarket for the packs that you have now if this passed? Is there an aftermarket that, you know, maybe the smaller communities throughout Arkansas, is there something that...
Yes, ma'am. I mean, there's ways to get rid of them. There's aftermarket companies that will come in and buy all of them.
Okay.
You could donate them to less fortunate fire departments.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. And inside that packet, there is a budget for Centerville Fire Department and also my fire department, Beaverport. Centerville's on the lower end budget for fire departments in Faulkner County, and we are on the median side, just to let you know.
Okay.
I apologize, Justice Kendrick, Justice Allison, I failed to recognize you guys being in the audience as well, but you're free to ask questions if you would like.
I don't know my last question. I just want to say I appreciate these guys and all the people who support them. I think that we should do everything we can to make sure they can go in there and do the job and help everybody in the county.
Thank you, Justice Allison. Okay. All right. right. Anything else from you guys?
No, sir. We're good.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. So Brian, are you speaking on behalf of the reserve unit as the, am I correct, as the new commander?
I am the new commander, sir.
Congratulations. I hadn't had a chance to visit with you. So.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Former commander to former commander.
That's right.
President commander.
All right, so I believe we have... We had your proposal in our paperwork. And you have the floor, sir.
We originally, everybody hear me okay? We originally requested from ARP $22,000 change for body armor and upgrade to computer systems for the new CAD that's coming. Our computers and our cars will not run the new CAD. As you guys know, the reserve unit, we handle just about everything the sheriff's office does. We're a section of their manpower. We were fortunate enough through Corporate ARP to get new radios. All my guys greatly appreciated that. Our old radios were out of date. Then we needed body armor. That's what this was for. Again, we were very fortunate. Sheriff Riles, we were running out of time. My guy's body armor was out of date. In a meeting, he just, in good conscience, couldn't wait for this to get through. So he purchased that for us. And all my guys got brand new in-date body armor from the sheriff's office. But this ARP money that we're requesting, the portion of it that's for body armor, I personally would like to see that money go back to the sheriff's office that he spent with us. We don't want to take anything away from their budget. It was, it's stressed in as it is. So that's what I would request in that ARP money. I haven't discussed that with the sheriff yet. But if that money was given to us, that's what I would suggest we do to it. Give the money for the body armor that the sheriff's office spent for our guys. We replace that, and then we spend the balance of the money on new computer systems for our four units so we can run CAD. I know it's a little amount compared to everything else, but we try to do everything that we can do with fundraisers and grants, but this is just something that, you know, the expenses, I mean, they're just outrageous, and we can't ask our volunteers to spend any more money than they already have.
You know typically how much the reserve unit generates on an annual basis just through their volunteer activities?
How much through our fund drives and things like that?
Right.
Well, the reserve unit is the only emergency unit in the county that is not funded until 2022 by any form of tax dollar. It's all of it is paid for by the individuals. It's approximately $3,000 to get geared up, become an officer. My guys pay for all of that. Recently, we received radios and body armor for the first time in our history. We can generate generally $15,000 to $18,000 a year from work that we do. We'll work security for Toad Suck. We'll do Duck Derby. We also run the fair. And we generate $18,000, sometimes $20,000. But as you can see, we have to pay for training. We have to pay for ammunition. We have to pay for just this year in law enforcement standards, we almost doubled the amount of mandatory training these officers have to have every year. And these guys have to do it. They have to take off work to go. We do our best to pay for the training in any way we can. We try to pay for their ammo so they can be out training. We train with the sheriff's office every day, every time we get a chance to train. But $18,000 doesn't go very far when we're talking about buying ammo and training materials and frankly, everything else that we have to buy. We're under the gun every year. There's no money for extra equipment. There's no money for anything. We tried to, through the court's request, to do a grant through other organizations in the county that are funded. We weren't able to get anywhere, so I feel like I'm up here all the time begging for money, but we need it in order to do what we do. We had approximately 3,000 man hours last year, 2021. We'll exceed that this year. We helped not just Faulkner County Sheriff's Department, but every agency that there is. We're doing an event for Mayflower PD on the 25th, City of Worcester. We helped with sex offender checks. We do, just name it, evidence recovery. Anything that there's an emergency call out, our guys go to. And that requires equipment, and it requires money. And the cost of things have just exceeded what we're able to do on our fundraisers. Because every hour that we put in as a volunteer, we spend probably 30 minutes in some kind of fundraiser. You know, we work at the fair, we do security, and try to receive these funds to offset some of that cost. But the cost of things now in law enforcement are just beyond what we can do working security for some of these events. So our new cat, we have the new radios, and that was wonderful. We have body armor, thanks to the sheriff. Our new CAD system's coming up. Our systems now won't even hardly work. I think our newest laptop is 6 years old.
Five or six years old
is our newest one, and they just won't handle the operating systems in this new CAD. So we got to have that to work, you know. So that's why I'm here asking for that. And
how much is the CAD upgrade out of the figure that you had asked for?
Well, the original figure, we were able to save some money on the body armor, thanks to the sheriff. They gave us quite a bit of discount for the sheriff to do that. But on the other end, the computer systems for the cars, where they were between $2,200 and $2,400, have gone up 40-50%. So we're looking at over $3,000 per unit now. And that's without getting the printer, without getting the scanner, anything like that. That's just a laptop to go in and that will talk to the sheriff's office and dispatch.
So 3,000 times four vehicles?
It's actually 3,286 times four.
Okay.
And that's going with a less expensive version than what the sheriff's office uses. That's using Dell's versus Toughbooks. So we're trying to save money everywhere we can.
Okay. All right, any questions from the committee?
Yes, sir.
The money that we utilize to be able to get these vests that these gentlemen are wearing, these officers are wearing right now, like you said, I was able to get them a pretty substantial increase in pay. Actually, it's what it costs, is what we pay for. The grant, I don't know exactly how that works, but the fashion of that grant, whatever that amount is, and I know Brian has said he'd like for it to come out of the Sheriff's Department, and we have not talked about that. But I would not have bought these or paid them if it jeopardized any of our position as our budget or line item or any of that. The purchase wouldn't have happened, but we were able to afford it and we were able to accomplish it. It does not affect us at this point whatsoever. I would love to see that go back in some fashion, whether it's by creating what is needed, or in addition to, whether it's printers, those things for your vehicles, if it can help in the computer, software, computer programming, whatever it takes, that money be utilized to be able to help the reserve even $11,000 more, whatever the grant was. So $20,000, whatever it was.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Any other JPs? Thank you, Commander.
Yes, sir.
last on the list. Councilor, have we had anybody else reach out since we spoke the other day about wanting to speak? Maybe not tonight?
Not tonight.
Okay. Not anybody else in the future as far as the governmental entity, what I'm getting at.
That's correct.
Not that we know of. Not about any of the wings that we're not aware of.
Obviously, the animal shelter is sort of a quasi-governmental request that we hadn't discussed tonight, but I don't think it's ready to be discussed. It's not right, if you will. The issue's not right. The other issue that I have heard but have not seen an application from, and that's the levy board. Now, discussed a little bit, I think, on Thursday night, some as well. My understanding is the levy board is still working on coming up with their requests. But those are the only two, the animal shelter and levy board, that would be considered governmental.
Okay. All right. So any recommendation or anything from the committee? So my recommendation, suggestion, I won't make a recommendation, I'll make a suggestion is, since this tonight's the first time we've had a chance to actually hear from these, we have the application, everything, review those, if we want to pursue developing some type of an ordinance or something, we can call a meeting and get that squared away then. I think tonight it may be a little premature actually generating the ordinance and give some time to absorb this. I can tell you from all three, I learned some information myself tonight. Any other word from the committee? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion made.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I appreciate each one of the entities coming.